This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Broadcast Partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll recap the two-game WHL leg of the CIBC Canada-Russia series this week. More on Kyler Yamamoto returning to the Spokane Chiefs after a month-long stay with the NHL's Edmonton Oilers. It's been quite the nearly 2 weeks for Kamloops Blazer goaltender Dylan Ferguson. He'll join us from Las Vegas after being called up on an emergency basis by the Golden Knights. And Blazer forward Jermaine Loewen will wrap up the show after his first ever WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Team WHL and Team Russia finished with a split in the two-game WHL leg of the CIBC Canada-Russia series this week. After Team WHL skated to a convincing 7-0 win in Moose Jaw, the Russians rallied back to steal a 4-3 victory in Swift Current, a game Team WHL led 3-0 at one point. Kelowna Rockets forward Dylan Dubé wore the C for Team WHL in the second matchup and finished the two-game set with a team-leading 5 points.
I think overall, they got some bounces towards the end there. They got some good chances, but overall, two good games coming together well. We had lots of fun together, and it was something I'll remember. First time doing it, so it was great.
Dubé says the game could be a good reminder heading into this year's IIHF World Junior Tournament.
It just shows the team they have. They can come back from anything. That's the tournament. You got to play 60 minutes full out, and any player out there is good enough to capitalize on chances, so you got to play a full 60 minutes.
On the winning side Tuesday night, Swift Current Broncos defenseman Artem Manulin, who represented Russia.
Yeah, it was fun. I think they have a really good game, but maybe Russia just played a little bit better today.
Team WHL head coach Tim Hunter, who will be an assistant coach with Canada at the World Juniors, says there's lessons to be learned.
We got a great group. We're going to have a good group coming to our camp in December, and I'm looking forward to it. And I thanked all the players for their contributions and on behalf of the Western Hockey League and Hockey Canada, and just told them to remember all the little things in their mind that, the coaches said during the two games, leading up to the game, and go over it in their own mind and what happened. I'm not going to tell them why we lost and what mistakes they made. We went over that in between periods and on the bench, and they all know. They're smart guys. So the take-home value for them is look in the mirror, and did I play my hardest? Did I comply? Did I follow the game plan? And they'll have the answer.
The series will now continue into the Ontario Hockey League for games at Owen Sound and Sudbury.
This is the WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey.
The Spokane Chiefs received a boost this week with the return of 19-year-old forward Kyler Yamamoto from the NHL's Edmonton Oilers. The first-round pick this past summer spent the first month of the season with the NHL club and will now finish the year in the WHL. Oilers head coach and former WHL head coach in Swift Current, Todd McClellan, wants Kyler to come back and be a top player.
I really believe in this young man. He's proven to us that he has the ability and skill to play here. What's important for him, though, is that he continues to believe in his offensive ability, and we don't want him at his size to think that he's just a checker. So we believe his offensive talents will come out at the Western Hockey League level, and he'll bring that back to camp next year, be a little wiser, a little stronger, and maybe a little more ready, but got all the confidence in the world in him.
Familiar with the WHL, McClellan is confident another year in Spokane will serve him well.
Well, they have weight rooms, and they have nutrition, and they have, Mother Nature gives you an extra 10, 12 months now to grow up, and just the maturation process, the ice time of running your own power play instead of being part of a power play. Like, there's so many different ways. When I say stronger, I'm not just talking about the physically, the leg strength or anything like that. There's the mental, there's the vision, there's a number of things that come into it.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
19-year-old Blazer goaltender Dylan Ferguson was sitting around with his teammates having dinner one night following practice nearly 2 weeks ago. And that's when the phone rang. That phone call would change his life. I caught up with Ferguson, fresh off a 6-game Eastern road swing with the NHL club, taking us back to that phone call.
They just said, you're on a flight in 2 hours, and as soon as I heard that, I left the dinner with the guys and rushed a little bit. I moved pretty quick and got everything packed that I think I should have packed. Didn't know how long I was packing for, but did what I could and got on a plane 2 hours later and got to MSG the next morning.
What was that first experience like? Now you have, as we speak, 5 NHL games under your belt on the bench backing up, but that first one in MSG against the Rangers must have been pretty special.
Yeah, of course. It was amazing for me just stepping onto that ice, and especially watching a guy like Henrik Lundqvist play. You know, for me, that was a guy growing up that he was a big role model for me. And, you know, watching him play and the way he competes on the ice and just how he does it, I'm really grateful that I'm here and getting the opportunity to see things like that.
Over the weekend in Toronto, you were backing up Maxime Lagacé again at Air Canada Centre, and there was a situation where he went down and appeared injured in the crease, and there was a picture of you sort of leaning over the boards, looking at the situation, thinking at that moment you might go in. What were the thoughts going through your head at that moment?
For me, the reality is I have to be ready to play, and that's the way it is, and so I'm preparing every game. Like, I could get in there, and I was more excited than worried, to tell you the truth. But, you know, he's a strong guy, and he's a great goalie, and he bounced back from that.
You know, even as we speak, I can hear your phone. You're receiving texts and messages and things like that. What has been the reaction of friends and teammates and family during this whole, 8-9 days excursion that you're on here so far?
Yeah, my phone's been lighting up a little extra the past week.
What are some of the comments? What are they saying to you?
Just a lot of the time, it's my buddies sending me things they saw on Twitter, to tell you the truth. All the other things are either coaching staff, family, friends, just saying, so proud of you, things like that, and congratulations, just things like that. It's people that care about me and are watching out for me.
You mentioned your buddy sending you things on Twitter. Have you been seeing what's going on? I mean, I think folks realize you're a younger-looking guy. You are 19, but when you're clean-shaven, you look pretty young out there. Have you noticed the memes and different things going on about that with your time up with Vegas?
Yeah, those are the things that my buddy sent me, for sure.
Is there been a welcome to the NHL moment for you while you've been up there with Vegas the past 8-9 days?
Tell you the truth, everything that's been going on, it's all really pro-like, I guess that's a good way to put it. And you get treated amazing, and just the way people look up to you, like, even, you know, I'm a young guy and I'm stepping out of taxis, and, you know, there's people that want to talk to me. So it's really crazy how many people look up to you, and, you know, you always have to act like a pro, and it's surreal.
Do you feel like you are representing the WHL, the Blazers, and the city of Kamloops with your stint up there? Because all three, you know, getting extra attention when your name is mentioned up with Vegas.
Yeah, it's, it's great. One of the coaching staffs here was asking me if they're going to have a parade for me when I get back. It's a little funny, but, I'm doing not only myself, but places that have taken care of me as well, the best I can and the best of my ability.
Dylan, what sort of experiences and, I guess, mindset perhaps or experience will you take back to the Blazers once you get back in the crease there?
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing. One of the biggest things that I'm going to take back is, you know, everyone here, there's a reason why they're here. And, you know, their work ethic and just the way they talk to each other, they're always talking about getting better during the games. And they're really motivated people. And that's something I want to bring back to my team is just the I guess the way they approach.
Thanks for touching base with us here tonight, and hey, great stuff here. What's going on with you? And we wish you all the best there on that incredible stretch you're having there up in the NHL.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, and you have a good day.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
For those that don't know the Jermaine Lowen story, the Jamaican-born 19-year-old came to Canada after being adopted at a young age by a rural Manitoba family. He's come a long ways in a short time. He started to play organized hockey at the age of 10. Now, he's the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Jermaine, the WHL On the Run Player of the Week, how does that sound?
Sounds pretty nice. I just feel honored that they chose me as the Player of the Week.
Now, you had 4 goals and an assist in the week, 10 points in your last 5 games here, actually. What has clicked for you since coming back from injury?
I think it's just, using my speed and getting on pucks and being really physical as well. And I got great line mates that are helping me out every day, and I'm really appreciative of that.
Yeah, that's a very unique line. Yourself, 19-year-old forward, you have Garrett Pilon with you, that centers that group, and Connor Zary, who is a raw rookie in this league. What's the message? What do you guys try to do when you're on the ice?
We just obviously try to use our speed and try to take on D-man. And when we were using our speed and going wide on them, we're very effective, and as well as being really hard on the forecheck and and being just above their players on the forecheck and definitely on the backcheck, just coming back hard.
You were approaching 200 games in your WHL career. You started with the Blazers when you were 16 years old, a raw rookie, very raw because you started hockey at a young age. Take me back to your childhood when you started playing. Tell me that story here because the fans in Kamloops might know it, but around the league maybe it's a story that's not been told too often.
Yeah, I was about 10 and a half, 11 years old in Arbroath, Manitoba, where I started playing organized hockey. I played hockey before, not as organized, but I got on the ice there and I didn't know terribly much. I went off sides a lot in my first year, and just it was a hard time for me figuring out where to go and where to be on the ice. But I had great coaches in Arbroath and fans and my parents supporting me and just like, hey, you know what, you're going to get better, just keep working hard. And that's what I do. And then I went from there and I started playing spring hockey, AAA, in Winnipeg in the springtime. And then from there I had some good years there, and then I played for the Bantam Interlake Lightning. And then I had a really tremendous year in my second year at Bantam, and I got drafted by the Blazers, came to camp, and I worked really hard, and the staff was really impressed with my work ethic, and they saw there was lots of raw talent in me. Yeah, I had some tough days, and sometimes I still do, but I just keep working and trying to believe in myself, and I'm here because of just hard work.
Yeah, you sure are. Your skills, your ability, do you feel like you're starting to put that together now in your 19-year-old season? We've always known the skating was there. You can shoot the puck like no one else, but you're starting to find that touch around the net. Is it all coming together for you?
Yeah, it's just starting to click for me. And I feel like I can see the ice a little bit better, and that certainly helps me when I can see the ice and I'm in the right spots. Like, before I was kind of just going aimlessly around on the ice, but now I'm trying to get in spots where I can get the puck and use some of my skills as best as my abilities.
Jermaine, when you look at your future in this game, you had a taste of pro hockey when you attended San Jose Sharks camp, but you are undrafted. You are a free agent. What do you think it'll take to get a bit more attention here in your game here and make the step?
You know what? Just being consistent. That's a big thing. You know, they see that I have hard work. But to be a great player in the next level and to get an opportunity, I have to be focused night in and night out, and that's what I'm trying to work on every day. And my preparation, I'm doing extra on and off the ice, doing watching video, and just trying to help my line mates out and be a great teammate for the guys younger than me.
Okay, well, hey, great honor this week, WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Congrats on that, Jermaine. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Keener.
Hey, that's the show. I'm John Keene. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.